That's usually the other way around. It's usually the athletes who are suing the agents because they lost their money.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, he was in rehab for an alcohol problem and says that he just didn't keep track of his money while he was rehabbing himself. But he says the good news is he's been sober since 2010. So there you go. Several million dollars of debt.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money.
Yeah. Or sometimes you don't make much money, but you spend a lot of money.
Reminds me of my neighbor years ago. Always said it. It's true. Uh-huh. Everybody's got the same problem, just the numbers are different.
That's right.
Golly. Speaking of numbers being different.
Uh-huh.
And I guess we're not going to hear a big dust-up about this like we did last time, but they're now starting, they're going to raise the debt ceiling again. And folks, again, the numbers don't matter because we can't understand. Do you understand that a trillion is 12 zeros?
Yeah, no, I don't.
You know, that's not our world.
I don't understand that.
But basically.
Don't want to understand
no.
that.
No.
How much is a trillion?
Well, a trillion's a million millions, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's see here. I'm just Googling it to see what comes up.
Are you? Well, I mean, look at it like this. And when we talk about raising the debt ceiling, it's like calling your credit card company, okay? And you're going, would you up my limit? And here's what's scary, is we're talking, the debt right now is about $15.2 trillion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to add another $1.2 trillion. Okay? So that's like if you went in and you had a $10,000 limit on your credit card and you ask if they'd raise it another $800.
All right, pardon me.
And they'd say yes.
Sure.
Yeah, and they say, oh, sure, why not?
Glad to. All right, go ahead.
All right, so this website that I found says that this person, apparently they did a Google SketchUp, which I have no experience with that.
All right.
But apparently Google can do everything.
Sure.
They
know that you're looking at it right now, by the way.
They start off with a $100 bill.
Okay.
Because it is the largest denomination currently in circulation.
Right.
The next picture that you see is a packet of 100 $100 bills.
Okay.
And that's $10,000.
Sure.
As they say, it fits easily in your pocket, more than enough, as they say, and more than enough for a week or two of shamefully decadent fun.
Okay.
Right. The next thing, it shows the figure of a man standing next to $1 million.
Okay.
Which is 100 packets of $10,000. And as they point out, they say you could stuff that into a grocery bag and walk around with it. The next thing you see is a stack of money on a pallet.
Okay.
That is $100 million.
Oh, my. Oh, I hate to think where this is going.
In $100 bills.
Yeah, again, we're doing hundreds.
On a standard pallet, which I believe are 4x4, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, right. Yeah. Man, you're right. This is going to be eye-opening here.
Or 5x5, something like that.
No, 4x4, yeah.
Yeah, 4x4. $1 billion. That would be 10 pallets.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're curious, it's stacked. If we say this man is 6 feet tall, again, it's a sketch of a man. If it's 6 feet tall, the stack on the pallet comes to slightly above the belt line.
Okay.
So now we get to $1 billion and we have 10 pallets stacked with $100 bills.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know how many pallets this is.
It's a lot.
I mean, if I had to guess, I don't know, but they're double stacked.
Okay.
They're double stacked pallets, and the man is standing next to them, and it looks to be about the size of a football field.
I was going to say, cover a football field, right? $100 bills.
Double stacked pallets.
Yeah, $100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one.
One trillion.
We're talking 16 trillion. When are we going to start buying generic?
I mean, really?
That's right.
We're buying way too much name brand stuff. Hello?
Morning.
Hey.
Hey, imagine that in the perspective of time. 1 million seconds is less than a week. 1 billion seconds is almost 40 years.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Can we stop eating out as much as a country? I mean, is the government eating out too much? Is that what it is? I mean, where do you start cutting back? You start buying generic? Quit eating out so much? Buy cheaper clothes? I mean, what do you do? Hello?
I must have the wrong number.
Well, you must. But, you know, we're the one who's answering. If you want to dial it, that's cool. Hello?
Scott, this is Senator Ogden. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Senator. We're just talking big numbers here, and it's pretty scary.
I was going to tell you one. If you spend $1 million a day,
since Christ was born. It would take you 2,500 years to spend a trillion.
1 trillion.
Yeah.
1 trillion, and we're looking at 15 trillion right now.
$1 million a day. It takes 2,500 years to spend $1 trillion.
Wow. Thanks, I guess. I appreciate the perspective, as uncomfortable as it is.
It's scary.
Yeah, and
which is why we need a constitutional amendment to balance the budget. I've been talking about it for years.
I don't mind you putting the commercial in. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call. Yeah. Wow. Hello.
Yes, that $1 trillion?
Yeah.
That's 500 stacks, double stacked.
Wow.
All right. Thanks. There you are. Well, I'm sufficiently depressed. How about you boys?
Oh, again, can we start buying generic? I mean, really? Okay, we'll put that right on. All right, let's cleanse out our ears again.
Yeah, well, do we have a stupid criminal story? I need to feel better about myself.
I do. We'll take one more call real quick. Hello?
Hey, I think they ought to go to those Curly Q light bulbs.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Exactly.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
I like that.
Well, no, by golly.
Can you break out from the story Nancy Berry talking about the menu items that they received? If you remember, Texas A&M played Northwestern in the Meineke Car Care Bowl, and there was a food bet between the cities of College Station and the city of Evanston, Indiana. And so, Evanston, Illinois. And so what they did was they come up with this food joint there that's supposed to be the best around. And somehow or other, as I was listening to the mayor read what was in the little prize package that we got, it almost sounded like old-time radio with the lady doing the lunch menu.
We were sent ribs from a rib place in Evanston with a couple of sides, macaroni and cheese, and these muffins that were kind of corn muffins that were stuffed with turnip greens.
What? Wait a minute. Time out.
Oh, man. You said that, and I immediately, I regressed 30 years. And my mom standing in the kitchen listening to KCAR in Clarksville, Texas, to Jack Holt reading what we were going to have for lunch that day in the cafeteria.
Buddy, I used to have to do it myself. So
oh,
that's
man.
It. Yeah, it's a throwback. What happened? Did they have turnip greens left over one day and they said, we'll just stuff them in the corn muffins?
Hey, put them in the batter.
Holy.
Yankees.
Oh, man.
Well, I have to admit, though, I'm impressed that they even have turnip greens in Evanston, Illinois.
Ship them up there. Yeah. Got them a market for it. Well, that's good. But again, and if you didn't hear the rest of the story, the mayor said, we think we've had better here in Texas. So not only do they take their food, but we smack them upside the head.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Thanks for your free food. Yeah. Sucked.
I mean, it's okay for what we paid for it, but aside from that, it wasn't much. Oh, you know what? We didn't, once again, we have an extra day of popular trivia, culture and current events trivia.
Well, I got to go. So
Well, we'll do it later. I'm scared to take this call right now, though. Hello.
Would the turnip greens and the corn muffins save the government money?
Well, that's an excellent point, sir, and I think we should probably float as many ideas as possible as to what we can do about this. But it just it is scary, and again, you know, not to belabor the point, but all the different perspectives, we now try to understand how much money this is. And, I mean, you remember the little political kabuki we did the last time they raised the debt ceiling? I mean, gnashing of teeth and wringing of hands. And, you know, now they're going to run by this little $1 trillion jack up in the ceiling, and we're barely going to hear about it. It's just kind of a little passing something. Just all depends on what's important. By the way, you probably now more than ever will start to see the Girl Scout cookie thing because it's starting to get ginned up. Always happens in January.
Yeah.
Some states it lasts all the way till April. See them outside the grocery stores and all the different ways that they do sell. Sometimes they knock on your door, you know, in the neighborhood, go from door to door. Sometimes if you're in a workplace, you'll see the little roster stuck up there. And, you know, if you want to sign up because somebody's got a kiddo who's in the Girl Scouts. But you know, the one thing you have not been able to do is find some place based on your zip code. If only on the internet you could, and now you can. Go to GirlScoutCookies.org, use the zip code locator, And if you've got an iPhone, they have an app for that now. They have an app for Girl Scout cookies.
For finding your cookies.
Yes, they do. But right now you can go to GirlScoutCookies.org, type in your zip code, and they'll do a locator for you. By the way, Girl Scouts do not, the Girl Scouts organization, do not allow the girls to sell the cookies online. And if you see cookies online and sale that way, both the Scouts and their licensed bakers say do not buy them because they might be last year's cookies.
Oh, you can't buy them on Craigslist.
Right. And any cookies bought over the Internet, might not possibly support the girls themselves. You know what I'm saying? So they don't support the organization. So maybe don't do that. In 1933, 44 Girl Scout cookies cost 23 cents. It was like a half a cent a cookie. The word Girl Scout cookies first appeared on a box of cookies in 1935. In 1951, Girl Scout cookies came in three varieties. Got your sandwich shortbread, got your chocolate mints, which are now known as thin mints, and Girl Scout cookies also sold by girls at tables and shopping malls for the first time in 1951. And in 1956, they sold four basic kinds, the vanilla-based filled cookie, the chocolate-based filled one, and the shortbread and the chocolate mint. So there you are. Number one is still thin mints.
Yeah.
Number one is still thin mints. 25% of the people like those. Then comes Samoas, the Tagalongs, Do-Si-Dos, and the shortbread. So, what did we say? Hello?
Hey, if those ribs we won were so great, how come you got a picture of the mayor on your website eating chicken?
Well, that's, I guess, what she was eating when we came in with the camera, but thanks for checking the website. Hello?
Hey, did y'all hear about the boycott of the Girl Scout cookies that some of the Girl Scout leaders in Southern California are promoting?
And why is that?
Because in Colorado, they're apparently allowed a cross-dressing boy to join the Girl Scouts.
Of course they have. Hello?
Hey, how many pallets of Girl Scout cookies does it make for $1 billion?
Yeah! Let's mix it together. Hello?
Hey, you know where the Samoa name came from, don't you?
I'm scared to ask, but go ahead.
Yeah, it came from a little Jewish lady in Boca Raton. Yes, I like Samoa.
Okay. All right, there we go. We better leave. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2-WAY. All right, here we go. It's going to warm up today, even though it's kind of chilly right now, but it'll be about 55 degrees. No wind, which will make a lot of difference today. Lots of sunshine out there. Winds out of the west at about 5 miles an hour. Tonight, 29 is our low. Tomorrow, 62 is the high. About 40 for a low temperature on Saturday night. On Sunday, 64 will be our high with a 20% chance of showers, up to 71 on MLK Day. That'll be nearly ideal, and about 63 on Tuesday. Right now, the humidity is 72%. Winds are from the southeast at 5 miles an hour. Got a chill factor of 25 at an air temperature of 30.